This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because the Russians are trying to take it over, how does that affect all of us? Well, because we see the atrocities that are still being committed in the Ukraine. And, oh, by the way, it does have an effect on the rest of the world when we look at some of the shortages that we're facing food-wise. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great holiday weekend for those of you celebrating whatever it was, Easter, Passover, Ramadan, whatever it is that you celebrated. I saw a lot of people that were dressed in their Easter finest and were making the best of it. There were Easter egg hunts, and there were a lot of shelves that were picked over because they had no more Peeps. You know what I'm talking about, those marshmallow Peeps or any of the chocolate stuff. And that's a good thing because that means that there were Easter baskets that were brightening people's lives. So good all the way around for anybody who celebrates that holiday. Not good, and what I started with is what, of course, the latest is in the Ukraine. And we watch this, and it is getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And I know that it's freaking a lot of people out because they wonder, well, Putin was obviously embarrassed when his ship was sunk last week in the Black Sea. So now what is Putin to do but to retaliate hard and fast as much as possible? And what does that mean, and what does that look like? Well, what it means is pressing down harder on the Ukrainian people as fast and far as the Russian troops can go, and especially Mariupol is the place where they know they're right there. So you've got $3 billion in USA aid that has been given to the Ukrainians, with 1,400 Stinger anti-aircraft systems, right? Javelin missiles, small arms, 50 million rounds of ammo. That's how we're helping. And Americans are pouring money into organizations to help on the humanitarian side, especially Ukrainians are defending the port city I just mentioned, facing a shortage of weapons and supplies. So while some were celebrating Passover or the holiest of the Christian lives in Easter, the Ukrainians were fleeing the bombing and getting out of the way. 21,000 people at least dead in that city after weeks of Russian attacks. That's the recap there. Very, very, very sad, right? And who would think, and I can tell you that I didn't think this, I thought that this, something would happen where, I don't know that there was going to be some kind of peace negotiation, but that somehow this would twist out in a different way, that we wouldn't be talking about the Ukraine going into the summer, going into constantly these battles with Russia, and Russia not backing down at all, right? And you look at the weapons that are being used, the wide range of weaponry, right? Russia continuing to assault the Ukraine. And the Ukraine holding off advances thanks to not just the U.S., but other NATO members with the with the weaponry, some of it I mentioned, that they have gotten. So we know what this is about. We know why the Russians moved in. We know what Putin was intending to do, but how does it all end? That's the big question mark. The big win for the Ukraine was the ship, was the Moskva, the flagship of the Black Sea fleet that sank, where normally there's 500 officers and crew members on, right? That was huge, huge that happened. But now it is all about looking at the map and looking at where this fighting intensifies. And Russia is resupplying. They're reinforcing and invading in eastern Ukraine. We talked about that last week. Long convoys of vehicles going east, 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 east. And what they're able to do with what they have and how significant it is of where they're going. And, of course, the concern, which is the concern of all of us, is are they going to use chemical weapons in the Ukraine? There have been conversations about that. Will they use them against the Ukrainian people? It is deeply concerning. It is urgent to look at how callous this all has become. We saw what happened when thousands of people were waiting at a train station in an eastern Ukrainian city. Last week, when a rocket killed dozens of people, including children, and injuring hundreds more. 39 people killed. 39 people killed. So I can go through the list of atrocities. You know them. We've talked about them on this show. And as we look at what's happening in our own lives, you just have to feel, and I think so many of you do. I notice even at my grocery store, now they're saying, help the people of Ukraine. Can you donate $1, $5, $10, whatever it is? It comes up automatically when you go to key in your card. And America is a generous place. A lot of Americans are seeing this, and they want to help. They want to do what they can, watching this form of genocide that is taking place. And what will it be? Because this is like a Cold War situation. What will it be that maybe knocks the Russians out of this? And we are feeling the price in a different way when it comes to some food items, when it comes to supply chain, when it comes to oil and gas, even though the reserves have been opened up. They were supposed to be for that rainy day, and I guess the rainy day is now, the million barrels a day. The strategic opening of what our reserves were, and each day that also goes away, goes away, goes away, goes away. So we're feeling it, ladies and gentlemen. There's no question about it. This weekend was a sad weekend for shootings. There was a shooting at a large party in an Airbnb, underage kids, 2 dead, 8 injured in Pittsburgh. Those families that won't be able to piece that together. They're still trying to piece together what happened there. First of all, how are all these underage kids at this Airbnb? Somebody must have rented it. Somehow they got it. So that's awful. And then there was a shooting at a mall in Columbia, South Carolina. And this was a personal thing between two people is what it's looking like. But there were people that were victims in between. Luckily, nobody killed. But people hit by the bullets and by the stampede of other people who were just trying to get out of the way of the popping noises and realizing it was bullets. So 9 people shot in that mass shooting, there. And it's terrible. And going through this list of things that happened on just another weekend, right? Oof, tough, 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 tough. All right, coming up on the flip side, perhaps a little bit of the lighter side. We need it, don't we? Definitely. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Once again, here we are, hard to believe, isn't it? Tax day, the 18th, and then deeper into the middle of April. And yet, some places in the U.S., you're getting out your shovels. You might even have a snowball fight or two in upstate New York. Crazy. I mean, this is what they call a nor'easter. That's the deal. It can happen. You can be the victim of a nor'easter. Because I think cold weather at this time now, by the time you get this far into the new year, you want it gone. Sweep it out. Get it out. Boom. That's what you want. All right. Funny thing happened in Chesapeake Bay. Easy for me to say after five cups of coffee. And what is that? A cargo ship. We've heard this story before. Guess what it did? It got stuck for not a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. No, all the brains that could possibly be assembled try to figure out how do we get this ship unstuck. It took a month. It took a month for that to happen. So check this out. It was the 1,095-foot Ever Forward. That's what it's called, Ever Forward. There's just something bad about that name, bad juju. I would change it. Ever Forward, which got it stuck, went aground in Chesapeake Bay in Maryland, right? The ship is owned by a Taiwanese company, and it was headed for the port of Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia, and it ran aground just north of that bay bridge. So no injuries, damage, pollution, but it was carrying, you're going to love this, you ready? It was carrying some interesting cargo. Right, so we go back to the supply chain. You're stuck. What do? Salvage experts have determined that they wouldn't be able to overcome the ground force of this container ship in its loaded condition because it was full-on loaded. Loaded. So they had to dredge to 43 feet, and the shipping containers were removed in daylight hours for safety purposes from both the port and the starboard sides and placed on receiving barges. They had to go through this all the time, constantly. The barges shuttled the containers back to their original onboarding facility, right? That's what they were doing. So once the containers were removed, tugs and pull barges and all that kind of stuff tried to happen. So it was supposed to be 2 weeks, then it was 3 weeks, then it was 4 weeks. There was even a 50-yard safety zone around the ship, because they had to have it. What are they going to do? The zone had to provide for the safety of the people involved in the whole salvage thing. But the ship didn't block navigation, not like what happened in the Suez Canal, which, by the way, was the sister vessel, the Ever Given, last year. They're having some bad luck. That's what they're having. Bad luck. So all kinds of goods were on this. Luckily, not luxury cars, but it took a month for this thing to get loose. A bloody month. Just an eyesore every day, seeing it. Are they going to get this loose? How do they get this loose? What are they going to do? And there was no easy way to do it. Imagine being tasked with that. And getting the call, how's the Ever Forward going? How's the operation going? It's getting looser, And finally, it was freed on Sunday. Finally. I mean, that long to have that happen. That long. That's tough. That is tough. And it makes you wonder, with more of these cargo ships, is there another way around some of these problems of where they're getting stuck? And the answer is, I talked to someone the other day. They said, well, not really, because they're going to load down. Remember, we've got this problem of supply chain issues. So you bet those babies are going to be loaded up. They're going to be loaded up with as much as we can get on them. And then if it gets trapped, then they got to figure out the way to dredge around it, which is now what they've had to do twice. Right? They've had to do it twice. This is, I think, pretty interesting. I mean, I know it's interesting. It's interesting to me is to see what happens when you are the magical author, J.K. Rowling, of a successful series that blows everyone's mind. And some people weren't Harry Potter fans. It doesn't matter. She was on the dole, as they say. She was not making any money, and she was coming up with these Harry Potter stories, and finally someone got the Harry Potter deal, and they pushed out and made it huge. So now you've already hit the top of the top, but you're a writer, so you keep on writing. So you do spin-offs. And the spin-off is The Fantastic Beast. And the whole idea is, what do? It's just like the whole Star Wars thing. You go either backwards or forwards in the script. So there are more beasts to come. And there's one out right now, The Fantastic Beast. There's a new one that's out. And it's interesting because it has found an audience. And it's kind of brilliant, right? If you could do that with your work, because you have this body of work, and then now you've got this gift wrapped, like, okay, some people don't like it, but millions of people did. And now I can start all over again with a different generation, and I can do this, The Secrets of Dumbledore, and I can come up with all these other angles, and we can go backwards if we want to and fill in some of the story, more of the story, and it'll sell. And it'll get people interested, a whole nother generation maybe, in Harry Potter. So it's doing pretty well at the box office because more people, this is the movie time traditionally. We're getting closer to summer, and people are going back, testing a little bit more, going back to the theaters. So people are showing up for this movie. It doesn't hurt that there's not a lot of great things out right now, but think about this for a second. What if you could spin off what you were doing? Like, you had something successful you're doing. What if you could spin that off into a prequel or a sequel? And it's not just limited to books, people. Not just limited to books and movies, but they have done it so well. I mean, so well. Because they have people interested. Definitely. They have people interested. You know, I talked about the fact that you had the Chesapeake Bay clogged up, and it turned out to be clogged up for a whole month, which is seems so incredible. Like, wow, but there's not a way to get this out, but they tried, they tried, they tried, and so you know what they had to do, and eventually it gets loose. You know, when it gets loose, it's like, get all that cargo, get going. It's got to be like that, like, whoa, okay, time to keep moving. Because if you've ever seen how those barges move, it can be really slow going. And it was slow going right before it got stuck. I was watching a little piece of that, and then it stuck. And there's nothing. I mean, what do we do? How do we get this out? And it just reminds me of hubris, right? So the bigger we build it, the more we can get this out, the better. But it's not always, bigger is not always better. And so this has happened twice with this company, not always better. And in this case, it proved it was not better. What is getting better, and we've had people on the show to talk about a lot of different people, is taking aim at cyber crime, right? So Microsoft, they've really tried to disrupt some cyber criminal groups because of the ransomware attacks and the other hacks that are happening, right? What can they seize? How can they find them? What are some of the hacking schemes that are out there? You know, everybody tells you don't click on a link you don't know, but it's probably too tempting, or it seems like they know you and you're just whipping through emails and you click on it. So Microsoft, one of the things they've done is they went to court to be able to do this, and they were allowed to seize 65 internet domains used by the hacking group behind the malware known as Zloader. So it surfaced in 2019, and Zloader, check this out, has been used in an array of hacking schemes, many of them aimed at companies in North America. The hackers have also been involved in a tool for deploying a type of ransomware that has to be used in hacks against healthcare organizations. That's been pretty bad, too. So they're trying to do what they can to take it down, get it down, get it out. Figure out more about its infrastructure. Disable the internet domains that are linked to this hacking group with Russian intelligence in the background. Ooh! Going around the bend next.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty, peace is everyone's primary responsibility. Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
This is USA Radio News. A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsolya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. Following a cold and snowy Easter weekend, forecasters say an even more impactful nor'easter is heading to the northeastern U.S. Weathermen say most areas near the coast from southern New England to the mid-Atlantic are in line to see rain between Monday and Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast to begin across much of the mid-Atlantic on Monday, with some particular heavy thunderstorms along the Carolina coast as the nor'easter begins to form. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be interesting to throw in some odds and ends when it comes to nature. A couple of wild stories that popped up on my radar. How about this from Pompano Beach? You know, I just was in Florida, whatever it was, a couple of weeks ago. As you know, I was broadcasting from Tampa and also Winter Haven at one point. An 11-foot hammerhead shark washed up on a beach in southern Florida at Pompano Beach, which is just north of Fort Lauderdale. And a team of scientists from the American Shark Conservancy, they took samples and identified the shark as a female great hammerhead after they moved the body away. This is a really big shark. I saw some pictures of it. They take samples from protected species like the hammerhead shark, and they were alerted to it, so they came and took those specimens. They say the sharks are really good at fighting. That's why anglers like to catch them. It's exciting, talking about the hammerheads, but it's pretty rare to see one wash back up on the beach, especially one that size. And so they normally never get any kind of a sample of any kind of a great hammerhead shark like that anyway. And they're very common around the coastal waters around Florida. They can reach up to 18 feet. They live for more than 20 years. They're targeted often by commercial what they call long line fishermen. Some of you understand that. It's for their fins. Hammerhead sharks have a big influence on what happens in the ocean. They're a piece of that whole food web that keeps oceans healthy. If you watch Shark Week, when they talk about the good sides of sharks, because people are always freaked by sharks, there's some fascination, and I know because I have that fascination with them, and they talk about that, how often or how big the hammerheads especially are. And so I thought that was interesting, that one that one actually washed up, but sure enough, you know, it did. All right, and moving along to a couple of other things. This is something we talk about a lot with odds and ends, flying, and because I just have flown, and I gave you that report. I know a lot of people were flying for Easter. They were going to see kids, grandkids, friends, or just ready to get out and go somewhere different. Pilots at Southwest and Delta say pilot exhaustion is now on the rise. they're pressing the airlines to treat fatigue, and because there's mistakes that are happening, fatigue becomes acute and cumulative, we know this, and Southwest Airlines, they say, the pilot association anyway, is saying it's the number one safety threat, which the pilots say it causes, you know, the cancellation chaos caused by severe weather, climbing demand for air travel, that's testing the pilots heavily, it's weighing on them. Passenger numbers are like 90% of 2019 levels this month. That's from the TSA, so up. Thousands of pilots retired either by choice or aging out at 65 during the pandemic. And now when they reach that, then you've got that mandatory retirement number expected to grow over the next 6 years. So Southwest especially identifies staffing as one of the biggest priorities. They have to hire new employees. They have to get more flight crews. But it's not going to solve the fatigue issue, and even they know that. But when you see the numbers, it is kind of scary that you have a number of pilots who reported being unable to work because of fatigue, and it skyrocketed like 600% in October. 600%. Last month, 330%. Now it makes me wonder, when I get on a flight, is this pilot exhausted? And what would that be like? You know, when you drive and you drive and you go, and some of you listening may be truck drivers, former truck drivers, and you drive and you drive and you drive, and you think, I can do it. Well, it used to be that. Now there's such tight regulations. Or you're just somebody, we talked about this today, driving from Dallas to Michigan. One of my friends was over. Her parents were talking about how long the drive is and that they used to do the drive, boom, straight through, which is so crazy when you're talking about like 19 hours straight. And do you get that fatigue, that white line thing, when you're looking at the white line and it gets fuzzy? So imagine if you're a pilot and you're tired and you're fatigued and you're doing all these flights, longer days, shorter nights at home. That is tough. And then you've got weather and the delays, and then it's not worked into the system, or there's not enough crews, and that's, boy, that's not good. I would hate to think about that. I would hate to think that whoever's flying my plane is completely, utterly exhausted. And it's just that one mental mistake, and they know it, and they don't want to fly that way. That could be deadly, let's face it. That's when even really, really seasoned pilots, that's when something happens. And boy, so it's good that they're being honest, and it's good that they're reporting this, and this is part of the reason why the crews are slight, and it's hard sometimes to find those crews. But that puts your safety at risk. There is no doubt about that. All right, I want to talk about New Mexico, because again, this is another place where last August we broadcast from New Mexico. And, you know, there, when I used to live in New Mexico, there would be sometimes horrible fires, because you have just amazing amounts of brush, amazing amounts of incredible parks that are filled with trees. And in just a matter of hours, firefighters, I guess, were battling this McBride fire in southern New Mexico. They got the flames 56% contained by Saturday, which was good because it had grown to 6,100 acres, so that's not good, in one of those canyon areas. And the area where the fire is burning was under a high risk because dry, breezy conditions. And sadly, two people even were killed in that fire. So this is an area, this village of Ruidoso. I've been there many times. It's about 180 miles southeast, give or take, of Albuquerque. And there was an elderly couple. They were trying to evacuate the fire. And they, unfortunately, they were the ones that got caught up in this fire. And that's what happens, right? Because the fire changes directions. Somebody thinks that they can get out, and then they get trapped, right? They get trapped, and it's challenging because they're trying to communicate to people to evacuate. But when you evacuate and you wait, then it becomes trickier. And whatever route you're taking, and sometimes there's one way in or one way out. But I think many of you know that, because many of you have been in that position, perhaps. I know I've gotten lots of emails over the years from people who found themselves living in a beautiful place, or they were at a cabin, and then not too far away there were some fires, and they immediately didn't try to test it or see which way the winds were going, but they just got out as fast as they could. We've talked so much about space on America Tonight throughout the years. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket successfully launched a U.S. spy satellite from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. I used to cover Vandenberg. It was so fun to sometimes see the Titan missiles. I'd kind of get wind of it, and then I would get a chance to see it out, you know, from a further distance, and had a chance to have conversations about this. But this is different. This is SpaceX. The Falcon 9 was developed by Elon Musk to be the first orbital-class rocket capable of launching multiple missions. That way they could drive down costs, of course, making history in 2017. The rocket used in Sunday's launch of this U.S. National Reconnaissance Office security payload, that's what they call it, was the same one that launched this NRO payload in February. So SpaceX has now reflown boosters. That's big. And spacecraft dozens of times on satellite and cargo launches. But last year, it used reused hardware for a mission, including astronauts. And that's the first time the company had done that on a crewed mission. So this is how you save money. And that's basically what they're saying. That's how you drive costs down. Is there a way to reuse? It sounds so odd to say that about think about space. It sounds so odd to say that, like, well, can you just reuse it? Is there a way to reuse it? And sure enough, in this case with SpaceX, they have found a way, and they have successfully, that's the key, they have successfully done it, which is, you know, wonderful. All right, tax day is tomorrow, which when the clock flips over, which it already has for some of you listening to the show, maybe you're frantically just trying to do your taxes, or maybe you're not frantic. You're just going to dump it in the mail because you're doing it the old-fashioned way, or you're going to file it electronically. But this is the day, Monday, April 18th. And if you owe money, you owe money April 18th. Even if you get that an automatic 6-month extension to file, you still have to pay even more than you owe, because you'll be slapped with penalties and interest if you don't do the whole on-time thing. I know, the three dreaded letters, right? IRS, IRS. And so that's the thing, right? You just pump it in the mail, or pop it in the mail, I guess is a better way to say that, or do it electronically. But it is due the 18th. Just try to make sure you get any deductions that you're due. The child credit thing can cause problems for people, because there were some changes made to the child tax credit for 2021, and it was raised to $3,600 for children ages 5 and under, and $3,000 children 6 through 17, which it's good. You might have gotten some of the credit, you know, that you got to pay attention to that and be aware of what you're dealing with. But I think that for some people, what happens is they don't take enough of the deductions they should get. I don't think it's always that they nefariously try to circumvent whatever it is they owe. I think it's that a lot of us don't know some of the deductions. So really pay attention to that child credit thing if it affects you. All right, hang through. Coming up next, Roland Bugden joins us. He's got an interesting conversation with him about the day, about what this past couple of days has meant for Christians around the world. Stay with us. You're
unbelievable. Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We go to the UK for a conversation with Roland Bugden. He is the pastoral elder of Rattleston Baptist Church. And what a fascinating experience he had with about 40 or 50 pastors in the Philippines several years ago. And he's written a book about it that I think is powerful for other people to look at and to disseminate as to how they feel about different things as far as the sovereignty of God. And that's the title of his book, Filtered Through Love, The Sovereignty of God in Action. Roland, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
What made you decide to write the book?
I didn't decide to write the book. I was asked to go to a conference in the Philippines to speak to these pastors, and the title that I was given was The Sovereignty of God in Doctrine and in the Believer's Experience. And it ended up with 15 lectures on that topic with these pastors. Lovely bloke, bunch of blokes there were. And so I prepared these lectures. And when I got back, I thought, well, I wonder if anybody else would be interested in this subject matter. I spent some considerable time putting it together. And then the thought was, well, if it was published as a book, then it would be available to anybody who wants to read it.
Yes, wonderful. And so the 15 situations, as you sit and think about that, where you're talking about the doctrine of the sovereignty of God, give us some examples of that and what we would find in the book.
Well, to give you one example, if you read the book of Ruth in the Bible, look at the way that God is developing his purposes, there are 30 or more situations where you can see God doing things behind the scenes that people don't realize how much they are fitting in to the way God's plan is opening out. But looking back at the end, you can see that God has worked things through step by step so that in the end, his son, Jesus, would be born in the city of David in Bethlehem, which is what all this, the book of Ruth leads up to. And the critical point about that, of course, is that Jesus came as the Lamb of God to be the sacrifice for the sins of the people. And Bethlehem was the place where they bred the lambs specifically for sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem. So Jesus coming to Bethlehem was, as it were, a picture of a type, I think, or was a picture of the way that Jesus came as that sacrifice.
And I can imagine what that discussion was like. What was the discussion like?
Oh, the discussion was quite lively at times. The best moment for me from the discussion was that I'd given a handout of about four sheets of paper with all the Bible references so that it would be easier for people taking notes. And there were also some questions each chapter in the book, and each lecture has two or perhaps three questions for discussion. And they were on these sheets as well. And at the end of one of the sessions, one chap, I have no idea what his name was, but he was quite a small fella sitting over at the back, and he got up and waved these sheets of paper, these handouts, over his head, and at the top of his voice, "He teach us from Scripture! He teach us from Scripture!" And I thought, well, if he realised that he is coming from Scripture, then that's really what it's about.
Right. Wow. What a wonderful moment. And you also talked about something that, gosh, people debate and pull apart and talk about all the time. You had a session on creation, and you brought up in what we talked about off the air for people listening is it time or day? And I think that's fascinating to look at that.
I think it is. When I was in teaching, I spent a number of years teaching in school, and I was teaching for a particular type of exam called GCSE. Now, these were introduced in this country about 1980 or so, and often students would ask me what results I got in GCSE. Now, my comment to each of them was, well, in my day, we had O-levels, not GCSE. And nobody ever queried my use of the word day in that context. I spent more than 24 hours sitting in exam rooms in my younger days. Now, the point is that we use the word day to be a period of 24 hours, or we use it as a period between dawn and dusk, or we use it, as I was doing there, over a fairly lengthy period of time. And the point is that the scriptures could be taken in different ways according to the context. At no point, though, are we forced in Genesis to take a day as 24 literal hours. I don't profess to be a Hebrew scholar by any means, but I am aware that the word yom, meaning a day, could be taken either way in Hebrew, either a period of 24 hours or length of time, you know, a longer period of time. Now, there is a construction that can be put with a particular article in front of the word yom to make it 24 hours, but that does not appear in the account in Genesis. So in Genesis, we can scripturally take it either way. And I think it makes a whole lot more sense if we allow it to be a period of time rather than a specific 24 hours.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that alone is fascinating, of the 15 situations and talking about the doctrine of the sovereignty of God. What do you hope people take away from reading Filtered Through Love, The Sovereignty of God in Action, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble? What do you hope people take away, Roland?
Well, I think the point is that that God is sovereign. And whatever we do, whatever we say, God is sovereign. But I think what I want people to realize is that the way he exercises his sovereignty is not in a dictatorial sense, but often it's behind the scenes. Often he is nudging people in the direction he wants them to go. But he's doing it out of love to his people, the people he has created on the earth that he's created for them. And he wants us to be his people and returning love to him, rather than just being robots that are being pushed around like, you know, chess pieces.
Wow, I can visualize that, and that's a perfect place to end this. Again, the book can be picked up on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Filtered Through Love, The Sovereignty of God in Action. Roland Bugden, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Kate. Great to be with you. Thank you.
So this was the last couple of days of celebrations, which included Ramadan and Passover, and of course for Christians celebrating Easter, the holiest of holies. And as you heard Roland Bugden say there, you know, Christ sacrificing for the people, you know, being the lamb ultimately. Pope Francis always makes a big address, Easter Mass at St. Peter's Square at the Vatican, and he criticized Russia for dragging the Ukraine into a cruel and senseless conflict. He urged leaders to strive for peace as he marked what he called an Easter of war on Sunday. He made the comments to the city and to the world. This is a tradition that he normally does, that any of the popes normally do, to about 100,000 people in St. Peter's Square. But it was the first Easter since 2019 that the public was actually allowed into the square to hear the twice yearly address, following, of course, the two horrible years we've had of COVID-19 restrictions. So a lot of the focus on the message was about the Ukraine, comparing the shock of another war in Europe to the shock of the apostles. He said, when the gospel says they saw the risen Jesus. And he talked about our eyes, too, are incredulous on this Easter of war. All right, on that note, wishing you all peace. Make it count, to everybody, and thanks for listening to this show. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.